Let's go to Joanne. Are you with us?
Hello, Father Simon. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad to. It's a privilege. What can I do for you?
Well, I teach RCIA, and our topic last Sunday was confirmation. One of our candidates asked a question, and I have not been able to find an answer for her so far.
Yes.
It's a two-part question. The first part is, where did the church come up with the list of the gifts of the Spirit? And we referred, of course, to Isaiah chapter 11.
Yeah.
But she wanted to know, like, when, you know, was there a council or something that decided that these should be seven gifts?
Oh,
and
dear.
And the second part of the question, there's a second part. She said, well, I feel like I've had the Holy Spirit. She's baptized. So, like, what difference does it make in confirmation? But the first part, I've not been able to find any answer for so far.
Oof. Well, the gifts of the Holy Spirit we receive them at baptism, and they're strengthened at confirmation. Where they first come from, you know, that probably Saint Bernard it might even be older. I don't know. Let's see here if I can find that. I'm looking, scrolling things down. St. Thomas Aquinas talks about them in the Summa, Augustine talks about them. They go back to the earliest days, these ideas of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So they go way back, certainly to Augustine. St. Augustine, draws a relationship between the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts. Now, a lot of people would say, well, I thought the gifts of the Holy Spirit are speaking in tongues, yada, yada, all that sort of thing. No, those are the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, not the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They're the manifestations, the outward manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Now, the question about Pentecost, people say, well, I have the Holy Spirit. I don't care if you have the Holy Spirit. I want to know if the Holy Spirit has you. What happened? The apostles received the Holy Spirit on Easter, when Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive, they're forgiven. They received the indwelling Spirit of God when they realized who Jesus was, that he was God's love in the flesh, and that he'd forgiven their sins. They'd killed Christ. They thought Jesus was coming back as a ghost to haunt them. And he said, don't be afraid. It's me. Touch me and see. I have flesh and bones. You got anything to eat? And they realized in that moment that they had done the worst possible thing they could do, and he still loved them with a love that death couldn't conquer. They saw him as he was, God's love in the flesh, and they received the Holy Spirit. So what they receive on Pentecost, they received the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit that was in them manifested itself in an exterior way so that they could go out and do the work of bringing the gospel to the world. So the baptism is about the Holy Spirit within, confirmation is about the Holy Spirit pouring out. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, very much.
Okay,
so.
Good. Good. Now, these gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, these infused abilities, they're put into us when we know the Lord, and they're supposed to pour out of us when we're empowered by the Holy Spirit, if we correspond to that grace. So that's what they're getting. They're getting the Holy. What you do in a confirmation is signing up to become a worker in the faith, to do the job, and God will do it. If you do your little bit, God will do his big bit. I got to go to a break, Joanne. I hope that helps a little. It's a difficult thing, but I got to go to a break, and we'll come back with a very brief word of the day. I don't know if I talked about this or not, but it'll be brief.